So happy Thanksgiving Eve, or as I like to call it, Thanksgiving Adam. We're going to, together, so keep your Bibles open. We're going to be looking, in just a moment, you're going to have a chance to come up and share things that you're thankful for, come to the microphone. So to prepare for that, keep your Bibles open to Psalm 116, and we're going to look at two questions in Psalm 116. Why do we give thanks, and how do we give God thanks? Why do we give God thanks, and how do we give God thanks? So question number one, why? Why do we give God thanks? The psalmist teaches us that we give thanks to God for three reasons. Because of where we were, because of who God is, and because of what God has done. Because of where we were, because of who God is, and because of what God has done for us. So first, we thank God because of where we were. Look at verses 3 and 4 with me. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. It is good for us in a time of thanksgiving to remember where we once were. Do you remember where you were before you encountered the Lord? Can you imagine for a moment what your life might be like apart from the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you imagine the exhaustion of never knowing whether you have done enough, earned enough, or been good enough to earn God's favor? Imagine the anguish of forever being a slave to your sin, of growing more and more dependent on passions and pleasures that are always and ever diminishing and fading. It is healthy for our souls to remember what Christ has saved us from. So first, we thank God because of where we were. But second, the second reason we give thanks is because of who God is. If you look at verses 5 to 7, I can find in these verses three things, or more than three things, about what God's character is like in these three verses. He is gracious. He is righteous. He is merciful. He is a preserver, a savior, a resting place. He's extravagant. What can you add to that list this morning? That's just from three verses. What has God shown you about his nature this year, this decade? So bring that to your Thanksgiving today when you come to the mics. We thank God because of who he is. And the third reason we give thanks is because of what God has done for us. Look at verse 8. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Now God would be worthy of our worship whether he had done anything on our behalf or not, simply based on who he is. As our creator and as our sovereign, therefore we ought to worship him. But surpassing all of that, he has worked marvelously on our behalf, for our sake. So think back now how God has shown up in your life this year. Do you have a reason to give him thanks? Thank him, thirdly, because of what he has done. So those are the three reasons why we give thanks, according to Psalm 116. Because of where we were, because of who God is, and because of what he has done for us. And now we turn to our second question. How? How do we give thanks? Now verse 12 seems to me to be the heartbeat of Psalm 116. It's the hinge verse. Read verse 12 with me. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? That's a great question, isn't it? We have all these reasons to be thankful, but here's the central question, I think, in Psalm 116. Is our thanksgiving a chance for us to pay God back? I worry that sometimes we do think this way. And maybe we never say it out loud, but I wonder if you ever find yourself thinking something like this. Oh, good grief. After all the Lord has done for me, far more than I ever deserved, I better get in shape now. Have you ever felt this way? Do you ever wonder, like the psalmist, how on earth can I express my deep thankfulness to God for all that he's done for me? But look at verse 13. The psalmist, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says, what shall I render? Here's what. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Verse 17 is exactly parallel to this, showing us that lifting up the cup of salvation is indeed a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So what is a truly acceptable sacrifice of thanksgiving? What can I offer unto the Lord as proper thanks? We lift up the cup and we call on his name. How do we respond to a God who in Jesus Christ drank our poisoned chalice to the dregs and refilled our cup with living water and the blood of his covenant, the new covenant in his blood? What could be a fitting sacrifice for a grace like that? We raise up the emptied cup and we say, "Thank you, sir. Can I have some more, please?" Verse 13 says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and do what? Call upon the name of the Lord." That's the exact same phrase as in verse 2 and in verse 4. In other words, we never graduate from grace. We don't start by being rescued from our sin and then go on to live on our own. That's exactly what we were saved from. That was the serpent poison in our deadly chalice, the lie that we can be like God and live apart from him, live on our own, that we don't need him anymore. Let's think of it, the difference this way. When I go to Starbucks and order a cup of coffee, I render unto the barista my card. He or she gives me my cup of coffee, I say thank you, and I walk away. That's the end of the relationship. Transaction over. But Jesus is not our vending machine. The economy of grace is different. So rather than customers in the supermarket, our story is more like we were vagabonds. We were wandering out in the cold and in the snow on a night probably a lot like this, collapsed on the ground as dead, and the Lord of the manor saw us through the windows out in the cold, and he left his warm house and came out and lifted us up and carried us into his house, brought us back to life. And so we say, thank you. And he says, now, come, sit at my table. I have food and drink for you. And so we say, thank you. And he says, now, come, sit by the fire, enjoy my company and the good stories of all of my family, of your brothers and your sisters. And so we say, thank you. And he says, now, come, I've prepared for you a hot bath and silk pajamas and a bed of Egyptian cotton to rest in your new home with me forever. And so we say, thank you. And on it goes. Our thank you, unlike the Starbucks transaction, is not the end of the relationship. Our thank you is the heartbeat of an everlasting, eternal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And finally, we see in the psalm that our thanksgiving is best when it's shared with others. Verses 14 or 18, pick which one, they're the exact same. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So here we are on this Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving Adam service. We've gathered in the presence of his people to praise the Lord. Now it's going to be your turn to render unto the Lord a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The microphones are open, and we're going to give thanks to God because of where we were, because of who he is, because of what he has done, and we're going to give thanks by lifting up the cup and crying out for more. Hasn't he proven himself faithful this year? So we lift up the cup and we ask him to do it again. And again, and if you're here thinking, yeah, but this year's been really hard, Ryan, I don't feel like this psalm is where I'm at, you belong here too. Verse 10 is for you. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. Even when we don't see how, God has promised to turn our sorrows into our servants. Even death itself will one day be turned from our last enemy into our first welcome into the presence of our Savior. And so we read in verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." So whether you're coming to give thanks for how God has made himself known to you this year, or to declare your trust against all that you can see that he's working good for you in the year to come, let's give him thanks in the presence of his people. Let's lift up the cup of salvation and say, "Thank you, sir. Can I have some more?" So now it's your turn. Let's render unto the Lord thanksgiving.